It started back in December with President Obama announcing,
I've instructed Secretary Kerry to immediately begin discussions with Cuba to reestablish diplomatic relations.
And on Monday, it happened. You're hearing the reopening in Washington of the Cuban embassy after more than half a century, and at the State Department, Secretary of State John Kerry telling reporters,
we have begun a process of full normalization that is sure to take time, but will also benefit the people in both Cuba and the United States.
Including U.S. farmers. Undersecretary of Agriculture Michael Skew says Cuba could be a good market.
Right now, the corn's coming from Brazil and Argentina. I think that we should be the number one supplier for corn. Wheat's coming from the European Union and Canada. Again, there's no reason why that shouldn't come from the United States. 50% of the rice is coming from Vietnam. We should be the one supplying the rice to Cuba.
But for that to happen, Congress has to lift the trade embargo. Skew says right now, we only sell Cuba about $300 million worth of farm products. If the embargo goes away,
that number could be in excess of $1 billion.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.